Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, it's 8:20. Dusty here, Cam Cleveland with you. We talked earlier about the MLBPA's proposal for a return to baseball, countering the league's proposal. They're saying 114-game schedule, June 30th to October 31st. You would have deferred payments going to players if no postseason is played, which is a huge piece of the revenue. There are opt-outs for every single player. If you don't want to play, you don't have to play this season. But those that are at high risk themselves or have family members that are at high risk, they will have their salaries paid if you opt out. Everybody else, if you're just doing it for safety reasons or you just don't feel comfortable doing it, that option is on the board. Also, in addition to those things, those are kind of the meat and potatoes of their return. Expanded playoffs for 2 years. MLB's proposal was just 1 year, expanding the playoffs from 10 to 14 teams. Salary advance of $100 million to split among all players during the spring training 2.0. Additional commitment to players wearing microphones on the field and other broadcast enhancements, and an offer to hold events such as an offseason all-star game or home run derby. The one thing that they will not agree to is another pay cut. They want their prorated salary for every game, and they want to play 114. You and I both believe that a lot of this is just, we'll meet in the middle somewhere on games and on how spring training is paid, right? I mean, and that's where this fight is. Everything else, it seems like they're all pretty reasonable requests.
If there's one thing that the players can stand on and believe on, and all it feels like this way, is that they're not going to accept pay cuts.
Yes,
they'll accept proration, which hard to argue against that. But maybe as owners, you might try, and you can ask, and you can try to leverage. But I think the players are going to stand on that one. All the other stuff is up in the air, but proration is going to be something that they're like, that's it, not going to happen. And it feels pretty strongly towards that.
I like the players' proposal. I think it is pretty fair. Jeff Passan of ESPN, MLB Insider, how do you feel this will go over with the owners?
MLB is going to reject this proposal. Okay. It's just an inevitability, like it was inevitable that the players rejected MLB's proposal on Tuesday that included the pretty drastic pay cuts for players up and down. But the issue is going to be on the owner side. Now, there is a group of owners, it's a small group at this point, but there's a group that has been fairly vocal about there not being a 2020 season and what the benefits would be to that. And the question is this proposal going to give them more ammunition perhaps going forward and being able to bring some others onto their side? Or are they going to see this from the players as an olive branch saying, hey, let's find somewhere to meet in the middle? We've got a pandemic going on right now. We've got a crisis going on across the country where cities are burning. And are we really going to be the ones?
You know what? Like passing at the end, he makes a very good point. Of baseball optically looking bad, but what about the, like, what about that piece there in the middle where he's talking about owners saying the benefits of not playing at all in 2020? We know it's a small group of those owners, but the fact that they are even having a voice in the matter and have the ability to talk about there being benefits, how about setting the game back and people forgetting about you like they did after 94, where it took Sammy Sosa and Mark McGwire having a andro-induced or steroid-induced home run derby to get people interested in your game again.
What I don't understand is what those owners are upset about or what the reasoning behind not playing. Is it because they're afraid of what the virus could do to their teammates or their family or their people? Because that's all being, now it's speculation. Is Jeff Passan saying they don't want to play because they don't feel like it's safe? Or they feel like they don't want to have to pay for it, or they're comfortable enough, or it's unfortunate. I mean, what is the reason why you would say not play? I don't know. It leaves it all up for criticism.
The reports all sound and indicate that it is a financially motivated reason for not playing. So, and that we will not lose as much money.
I just don't know how something's not better than nothing. Something is... You're playing.
Because I think if you don't play at all, you can have like your force majeure kind of deal where you don't have to pay the contracts. I don't know.
You can get into it.
Maybe. But this is a bad sign heading into what could be a very pivotal stretch in a potential return for baseball.
We've got a pandemic going on right now. We've got a crisis going on across the country where cities are burning, and are we really going to be the ones who can't come to a deal right now? It's just more for baseball to consider than it has already. And if it wants to be the first professional sport in America, first major professional sport to come back, then this week is going to be absolutely seminal.
You think we get something by the end of the week?
Man.
Because they want to start, both proposals have it starting at the end of June or first weekend in July.
Man, I don't think we get it done this week.
Well, that means it's going to be very hard to start a season by the first week of July, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, think of it.
Who blinks first, June though? 1,
and they have to have a good Larry Scott glide path. Yeah. They have to have like 2 weeks of quarantine and then a 3-week spring training. You're looking at 5 weeks, and guess what? First weekend in July is a month away.
We all know in negotiations somebody's got to blink. Who's blinking first?
I think the owners do. I think the owners do because they know that the values of their franchise may take a hit from 1 year if they don't play, right? Or if they do play, it'll be a 1 year hit. If they don't play, it will be multiple years. Their value of their franchises are affected in a negative way because you will lose a lot of fans of baseball. Just like you did in 94.
There you go.
I mean, I think they blink. Do you?
I've never seen owners blink. I haven't. I haven't seen it in a negotiation yet. I haven't.
Isn't this different, though?
I don't know.
So different because all of them have only strictly been financial.
Who always has the most leverage? The one with the biggest wallet.
Right.
And that's... Kind of learned that in my history.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a couple times when you do have leverage. This might be a player's leverage that we've never seen before. It might be. This is a tough call. It really is a tough call.
Vijay Singh is taking some zings, folks. We'll let you know what the former champion golfer is taking heat for. And I'll tell you about the most beautiful place I've ever been. After Buck with SportsCenter.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.